the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, and you're here. We thank you for that, listening along our line of affiliated stations, listening at Radio MD or listening on iHeartRadio Talk. It's an innovative and exciting new platform for information. You add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download an app, use it on the web, go on the web, click Talk in the main menu, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show for this show weekly. It's 20 after the hour, What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Gensberg. Subjects today will include sunscreen, dust mites, ticks, and what do infertile Spanish pigs have to teach us about plastic? Dr. Gary Gensberg at 20 minutes after the hour. Udocs@gmail.com. Youdocs@gmail.com. Every week we discuss the top medical stories of the week. There are many, and they're all informational. They're all interesting. Let's get into the topic, the category of food and food safety, Dr. Mike. And there are apparently three types of foods most of us probably didn't know that had MSG. MSG, what are some of the foods we probably didn't know had this stuff in it?
Well, one of the things that I want to get to, and I'm going to skip over, well, we'll come back to the one I wanted to get to, but MSG is monosodium glutamate. It's not a nutrient, vitamin, or mineral, has no health benefits. It is glutamate, not sodium. It is something that affects the brain. And obviously some people can get effect on your neurons in your GI tract, which cause you to feel like you don't have enough sugar. They make you feel woozy, if you will. But milk products, that is dairy, often has MSG, especially the ones that are, quote, ultra-pasteurized, that are in the, if you will, because that breaks down milk protein into glutamate. The second thing is fresh fruit and vegetables. And you say, how can an artificial ingredient be in these? Well, in fact, the chemical based growth enhancer, AuxiGrow, AuxiGrow, is often put on fruits and vegetables to cause them to grow better, and it has MSG in it. So it's one of the things you can avoid if you go towards organic fruit and vegetables, but even some organic, since it is not excluded. And the third thing is, of course, baby food. And so you want to get ones that are baby food that say MSG free, so that they don't have MSG put into them.
Typically, we know MSG is in Chinese food, soy sauce, those kind of things. That's pretty much general knowledge of what we think has MSG in it, right?
That's right. It is that soy sauce, and it is Chinese food. People complain from, they have the Chinese food syndrome. They are sick. They have to go to the bathroom, and soon after eating, that's a very common thing. It's called the dumping syndrome, but it is also MSG syndrome. And many Chinese food has had the MSG taken out of it now. Unfortunately, they put in salt in its place, so it's not exactly healthy either.
You've been over to China a lot of times. Do Chinese people eat Chinese food? I mean, in the way we know Chinese food to be here?
You know, it isn't as common, but it is there. And the typical lazy Susan in the middle of the table is at the high-end restaurants. As people get more money in China, they eat more fried pork. Ugh. So we have exported one of our worst habits of fried, if you will, meat and that fried pork is just about as bad for your health as you can make it, since it has saturated fat. They often will put some sugar on it, and it also has a lot of the, if you will, components of, obviously it has red meat and carnitine, which is also bad for you.
Did you want to mention something? You said you'd want to come back to it, and you wanted to finish this.
This is very interesting. Yeah, this is very interesting that the deli slicers that were made in olden day.
Yeah, I want to talk about
not,
that.
And not seem to contain in some of the seals that you wouldn't know could be infected. They didn't know they could be infected. Got infected with salmonella and listeria, and then drip very small amounts of this on the deli meat, and the fresh deli meats that are made with these older machines. And it's only in the last couple years, I understand, the machines have been made safe. But in fact, at major franchisees that slice food or slice meat right in front of you, well, they apparently had these older machines. And that's where a lot of the infection came from. So even though they cleaned them beautifully, perfectly, in those areas they could get to, this was beyond the seal and in an area that didn't get cleaned routinely, couldn't get cleaned routinely, can't even be cleaned. You literally have to take the darn machine apart, which no one does. And so they've now got new machines in many places, and the newer machines bought don't have this seal. Joe?
All right. udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike, CDC says men who shack up less likely to get checkups. What can you say about that?
Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's interesting. The men who are single and the men who, and I'm going to try and get the exact data. So the data is for 45 to 64-year-olds, 83% of men has seen a doctor and gotten a checkup in the last year, 74% for men who in that age range who are single, but only about 69% or 14% less for those who were cohabitating but not married. So it appears that when you're cohabitating and not married, you're significant other doesn't push the man, who is denies illness, of course, doesn't push the man to get the checkup. Married men get it, and the singles, why do they get it more? Apparently, they're still interested in looking healthy and being healthy, or taking response. They're responsible for themselves, so they need to be healthy. So that's a big difference. 18 to 44, it was about the same. Difference. It was 12% difference, 69% versus 57% for the men with live-in partners.
And it's still typical, though, in general terms, it's still typical for a woman to be more likely to go to a doctor, to go to a doctor for a checkup, to get her regular routine maintenance things done, more so than for a woman than a man to want to go to the doctor. Men still had that thing of not wanting to go to the doctor.
Yeah, and the other thing is that when you look at who benefits from marriage and what are the benefits, well, one of the benefits of getting married is that you live longer. And men live, this is amazing, married men live about 6 years longer, married women about 3 years longer. But under the age of 50, only the men get the benefit, the women don't, for that longevity.
Well. What's going to get men to get more active and be more proactive about their health?
Well, it looks like one of the things is in the Affordable Care Act, there is nothing that makes men more, pushes men to it. Mm-hmm. But the way businesses are reacting to that and just the change is, you know, we had 12% of people had high deductible plans if you were employed by a corporation in 2012, 17% in 2013. It's up to 43%. So almost half of us have high deductible plans, which means you get paid or you pay yourself by staying healthy, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, what's toxic and what's not is on the way with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. We'll talk about sunscreen. We'll discuss dust mites. We'll discuss ticks and infertile Spanish pigs. Think about that for a couple minutes. We'll be back with Dr. Ginsberg after the timeout on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.